Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen. We thank God again for each and every one of you all, and we're not going to prolong the time. You know, sometimes you try to wait for others to get on the line, but we do a disservice for those that are prompt, those that come ready and on time. You know, we do a disservice to them because we're waiting on those that are straggling. Hallelujah. But guess what? When the trumpet is sound, oh, hallelujah, God ain't going to wait for you to go get it. You better be ready. Amen. Woo, you better be ready. You would be like the five, the ten virgins. Don't be like the five foolish ones. Be like the five wise ones. Be ready, because we don't know the day or the hour. We don't know when Jesus is coming. So it behooves us to be ready. Get ourselves together. And that's why we're here. That's why God has given us this platform where we can come on here and be an encourager, where we can come on and empower men and women to pursue their destiny in Christ Jesus, not your destiny for what company you want to sail to. No, but your destiny in Christ Jesus. We all have a destiny. We all have a purpose. Amen? Amen. So we're just thankful for another opportunity to be able to bring to you quality, anointed, honorable men and women of God. And I tell you, if they weren't honorable, if they weren't quality, if they weren't sold out for Christ, they wouldn't be on this line. Now, they may be ministering somewhere else, but the Bible say, know them that labor among you. Try their spirits. So you have to have a discernment. Everybody can't come on here and preach and teach the word, and we have to be careful who we give this assignment to. Because remember, we're working as unto the Lord, not to ourselves, but as unto the Lord. And God's people are precious. They're precious. So we have to be very careful how we come before God and who we invite to give a word to God's people. Amen. So this man of God, he's no stranger. He's anointed. He loves the Lord. He loves the word. He loves holiness. Amen. And remember, the Bible said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. But we just want to thank God for Sister Ruby today, manning the switchboard, and just thank God for her faithfulness. She has been faithful to this radio broadcast, and we certainly don't take that for granted. Thank God we see Sister Patrice on the line, and I'm going to get right on into and bring up our wonderful speaker today, and that's none other than Prophet Michael Davis of Vacaville, California, a man that has been preaching and teaching the gospel for a while. Amen. And I'll let him open up with the word of prayer and however the Lord lead him on today. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. How are you today?
Doing beautiful.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love to hear that on a Monday. Oh, glory to God. The world calls it Blue Monday, but glory to God, we're going to call it Blessed Monday.
Blessed Monday. I like that. Hallelujah.
See, they got the blues because they have hangovers from going to the club and doing things that they ought not to do, having illegal intercourse with people that are not their wives. So they got the blues on Monday, and then they got to go to work and try to perform. But we were in the presence of God on Sunday, worshiping him and blessing his holy name. So we don't have the blues. We have the blessing of Almighty God, who is Jesus Christ. Amen?
Lord, amen. Hallelujah.
You.
That's so beautiful.
God is good. God is good. And And God is ready to give you some good news today. I feel great. I've been in the presence of the Lord all morning. I just want to testify that I feel great. I'm before the Lord. God put this very 911 urgency word in my spirit this morning. I thank God for Evangelist Bernard being sensitive to the Holy Spirit, yielding to the Holy Spirit, because God truly wants to say something to all of those who are able to hear, and glory to God, that they would receive what exactly they need from the Lord to see the next phase of where they're going. Amen. Glory to God. To see. Hallelujah. You got to see where you're going before you can get there. Amen. I'm going to open up with prayer. Is that all right, Evangelist Bernard?
Yes, most definitely.
Oh, precious Jesus, we love you. We adore you. We bless your holy name. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your mighty, mighty, awesome presence. Thank you for your glory descending upon this line even now. We are so excited and even anxious, Lord, for you to talk to us today. We're like little children sitting on our daddy's lap, waiting to hear something good that you have to say to us. And we trust that you will not let us down, but you will give us exactly what we need, because only you know exactly where we are. So we thank you for that. We thank you for being able to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We cannot see tomorrow. We can only see today. But, Father, we thank you that by faith you will open our eyes and let us see things that we have been petitioning you for, things that are on the table before you with our prayers and our requests, that you will open our eyes and that we will know exactly where they are for your glory. And we vow to give you all the glory, to give you all the honor, and to give you all the praise, because it belongeth unto thee. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord, and Lord, I want to add a P.S. We bind the devil. He has no place in this conversation. He has no place on this line. Anyone with a spirit of heaviness, we bind it in Jesus' name. We cast it out now and command it to go in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. We loose the peace of God on this line. We loose the presence of God on this line. And we yield fully to the Holy Spirit right now in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. My God, my God. Whew. Get your Bibles out. Let's go to Genesis chapter 21. Let's start in verse 9.
Well, I tell you, I'm ready. I'm ready in the Holy Ghost to go deeper into the things of God. There are people who are not ready, but my God, may the Lord open your eyes so that you can get ready. Glory to God. Genesis chapter 21. Father, I thank you for anointing your word and teaching this, because I cannot. I will not even try. I thank you for teaching this through me for all who hear and who shall hear this awesome word from the Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I am so excited. I don't know what to do. God just gave me this morning. I am so excited. I'm telling you, I am so excited. This is the excitement I want to share with you with this word. I pray that your hearts are also excited in Jesus' name of what God is about to do. Glory to God. In Genesis 21, we're going to start at verse 9 and go through verse 19. We are entering this particular story where Abraham has had his child. He's given birth to Isaac, glory to God. Well, he hasn't given birth. His wife Sarah has given birth, but this is the child of promise that God promised Sarah and Abraham, glory to God. But prior to that, he had a child with Hagar, glory to God, his handmaiden or Sarah's maid, if you will, glory to God. And Sarah gave the maid to Abraham because they were childless. And Sarah thought that it would be okay to have a child through Hagar, her maid, and she would raise it as her own son. But God did not tell her to do that. So she stepped into the flesh to try to make something spiritual happen. And every time we do that, we get in trouble. You cannot manipulate the spirit to cause things to manifest in the natural through fleshly means or through natural means. The things in the spirit must come only through the commandment or the order of God so that we can receive exactly what God promised us that we would receive. Isaac was a child of promise because before he was born, God said, "This time next year, I will visit you and you will have a child." Sarah laughed, and it was really with unbelief, you know. She laughed with unbelief because she did not believe a woman at her age could give birth to a child. But how many of you know that there is nothing that is impossible with God? Glory to God. Woo! He said, all you have to do is believe, and you shall receive. So we're picking up the story where Ishmael has already been born by Hagar, and I don't know exactly how old he is, but he's quite older. I think he's 12 years old, but he's older than Isaac because Isaac was just weaned. So I would say that that's a child. That's 3, 4, 5 years old. So he was just a young boy at this time as we're entering the text. And we're picking it up at verse 9 through verse 19, and it reads on this wise. Glory to God. The topic of this message is, Lord, open our eyes. Glory to God. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Mocking speaks of imitating, glory to God, or pretending. Pretending to be something that you're not, or trying to become or trying to establish yourself as being something that you are not. You are imitating. It's a theatrical word that comes from playing a part in a movie or a theater or on stage. It's to pretend. It's to imitate. And God is not an imitator. He's an originator. God does not create his people to mock. God creates his people to lead and to be led by the Holy Spirit. So Sarah saw this, glory to God, by the Holy Spirit. She saw this young man, Ishmael, mocking her son. And in verse 10, she says this, "Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son." There are times when you come to an end of a season in dealing with certain people. Glory to God, because if you understand the story, earlier on, Hagar wanted to leave. She was angry at Sarah, and they had a dispute, and the angel of the Lord told her to return, glory to God, because she was pregnant with Ishmael. So the angel of the Lord spoke to her in the wilderness and told her to return and submit herself to Sarah, glory to God. And so she obeyed, and she came back, and she had the child. But now the season is changing. Glory to God. You see, God deals with people in seasons, and we're in a different season now. September 22nd ushered in the entering in of a new season, the season of fall. There are some people that are going to have to fall by your wayside because that season of dealing with them is over. And now you have to go on and connect with people in your new season. They had a season in your life, and sometimes that season is a long season. Sometimes that season is a short season. But you cannot be afraid to cast the bondwoman and her son out of the camp. As we see in verse 10, Sarah was the one that initiated this. She says, "Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman." This woman had worked for her for many years. Glory to God. And then she had been there for many years. She had trusted her to such a degree that she had even gave her to her husband to have a child. But now the season is changing. "Wherefore she said unto Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even Isaac." There are some people that are not going to move into your next season with you. They are not going to inherit what God has called you to inherit. They are not going to go to the place where God is calling you to go or is causing you to go, both in the natural and in the spirit. And you cannot be afraid to cast these people out of your life because their season is over. My God, from glory. So the key word in the ninth verse is that Sarah saw it. Since we're talking about eyes that see, you have to be able to see and to discern when there's a place that a person gets to in your life, walking with you. You have to be able to see where their season starts and where their season ends. Because if you take them past their season, what's going to happen is they're going to begin to grieve you. They're going to begin to get on your nerves. It's not going to be a smooth flow in the Holy Ghost. It's going to be a complicated thing. The peace that was there is no longer there, and that's a sign that God is showing you that the season in dealing with that person is over when they begin to grieve the Holy Ghost. My God, from glory. That's how you see things. See, you have to see things God's way. You have to see things according to the Spirit of God, because people can hinder you from entering into your next season. And Sarah saw this. She saw that, well, this woman and her son, they're not going to be heirs with my son. She understood the promise. She understood that her son was going somewhere, that he was going to be the heir to Abraham's inheritance and all his wealth and the namesake and the covenant of God. The covenant of God was with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It represents the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So she had a revelation because her eyes was open. She saw that this person was not going to be heir. And when you begin to see that people are not going to go in the same direction that you're going in, when you see that, you're going to have to cut them off. Because if you continue to let them linger on, they'll become a nuisance to you. They'll become a hindrance to you. They'll begin to drain your spirit. They'll begin to grieve the Holy Ghost. And if they begin to grieve the Holy Ghost, then they vex you. And you don't want to be vexed. Glory to God. So you have to understand that seasons with people begin to end, and they don't always last. But the key is that you have to be able to see it. Glory to God. Verse 11. My God, I feel good. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. There are going to be people that are close to you that you are going to have to simply separate from. It happened with Abraham with Lot. Lot was his nephew, and he brought him out of Ur of the Chaldees with him. They were worshiping false gods. They were worshiping idols. God spoke to Abraham. He never spoke to Lot, but Abraham brought Lot with him, and the only thing Lot caused him was trouble on the journey. He got in trouble with Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham had to rescue him. His daughters slept with their father, Lot, and began the tribe of Moab, the Moabites. So we see, and these were people who worshiped God and worshiped false gods, and they burned children. They sacrificed their babies in fire. They burned babies in fire to sacrifice unto their god Moloch. So you see, Lot represented trouble for Abraham, and eventually they separated. Lot went his way, Abraham went his way, and if you read the scriptures correctly, you'll remember it says that after Lot and Abraham separated, God said, "Now lift up your eyes and look." Here we go with the eyes again. Lift up your eyes and look and see all of the land. And Abraham looked, and he said, "As far as the eye can see, I will give thee all of this land." There are times that people will hinder you from God speaking to you to see the vision that he has for you. There are times that you have to get rid of these people because they're blockages to your eyesight. Until Abraham got rid of Lot, God did not speak to him about look and see, and all the land that you see, that's what I'm going to give to you. So do an inventory in the Holy Ghost of the people that are hindering or interfering with your spiritual vision or grieving the Holy Ghost. You got to get rid of those people because, and I'm not saying that to be evil. I'm not saying that to be harsh or cruel. I'm simply saying that because in order for you to go into the place that you have to go to, everybody doesn't have the same invitation that you have.
Uh-huh.
When I was giving parties in the nightclubs, people would come and say, man, give me an invitation. I'd say, I don't have one for you. They would get mad. They would get angry because they were not invited to come. Glory to God. But I said, I only have so many, and I have to give these to key people. And that's what God does. He doesn't have favorites, but he does give favor. Glory to God. Everybody doesn't go where God is calling you to go, and you can't take a crowd with you. When God tells you to go, you have to go, and you can't invite your group and your friends and your partners and your posse, and even some family members can't go with you. Abraham couldn't take no family members with him. As a matter of fact, God called him to go. He chose to take Lot, but it wasn't ordained for Lot to go. So the only thing I'm telling you is that there is a season that comes to an end with people, and you have to go on and seek the things of God, and you can't be worried about people's feelings because God is calling you to go into a higher place or a further place, and they have not got the call yet because it's not their time. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And verse 11 talks about it grieved Abraham. It troubled him because it was, you know, he still liked Hagar. Let's just be honest. I mean, you know, he slept with her. He had a baby by her, and he still had feelings for her. You know, let's just look at this thing for what it is. And he still had attraction to her. And even though the Bible says because it was his son, yes, he didn't want to lose his son because he had just had Isaac. But see, God, when he calls you into a place for you to dwell in, there's no one else that can occupy that place unless they're ordained by God. God is not calling you to choose who you want to go with you. God is the one that makes the choice. And sometimes it's going to grieve you because it's people that are close to you or people that you've developed a real fondness for and you like them and all of that. But God knows what he's doing, and it can't be our decision. It has to be God's decision of who enters into this next season with us. And it's not our call. It's God's call. So if it grieves you, if it troubles you because it's someone close to you or someone that you don't want to let go of, then, you know, bite the bullet. But you have to obey God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. If they were called to go into that place, God would have called them there too. But God didn't call them. God called you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 12. And God said to Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad or the child and because of thy bondwoman. See? He told you. He still liked her. He still had feelings for her. He was still attracted to her. She was a young African woman, and I'm sure she had a nice shape, and he was looking at her because he was an old man. And he said, oh, my, because his wife was old too, see. So, you know, he was looking at this young woman and saying, oh, Lord, you let me have her before, and now you're going to take her from me. How can you do such a thing? But you see, there comes a season. Ha! That some things got to be cut off. I don't care how close it is to you. When God says you got to let it go, because God wants to show you something. He wants your eyes to be open so you can see. Glory to God. Let's move on. In all that Sarah had said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Verse 13. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. God was assuring him, I'm going to take care of him. Don't worry. Verse 14. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. Verse 15. And the water was gone. The water was spent. The water was gone in the bottle. and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. Verse 16, she didn't want to see the child dying of thirst, so she hid him from her sight. The greatest thing in that day was water, because without water you can only live, they say, for 72 hours without any water at all. Glory to God. In some cases, you can fast for 40 days. Some people have that tolerance. Jesus did it. Moses did it. Elijah did it. But they say if you go beyond 40 days, the body is going to collapse. Glory to God. So you need to have water, glory to God, to sustain your body, because the body is 75% water. The earth is 75% water. Glory to God. And so in verse 14, and Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and the bottle. Wait, hold on. 15. And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under the shrubs. Verse 16. And she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. Now, that's very interesting, because she was the one crying. But the child, in the quietness of his heart, got God's attention, because it was still the seed of Abraham. Glory to God. And the Bible says that, and God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven, and said unto her, what aileth thee? In other words, what's wrong? What's your problem, Hagar? And the angel of the Lord said, fear not, for God had heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation. The first thing that God is going to do, he's going to proclaim a word over your life that you can hold on to, so that you can move forward. And before he opens your eyes to see what it is he wants you to see, God will speak a word. He will proclaim a word over your life, as he did with this child. He told the mother, put the child in your hand, and I'm proclaiming over him, I will make him a great nation. Verse 19, our concluding verse for chapter 21. And God open her eyes. My God from glory. My God from glory. And God open her eyes. My God from heaven. Wait a minute. What are you talking about, Jesus? She was in the wilderness. She was surrounded by nothing but bushes and trees. She was in a desert place. There was no water there. In those days, they didn't have running water. They didn't have faucets of water. If there wasn't a well somewhere in the vicinity, and because she was in the wilderness, the hot sun would cause the well to dry up. She was in a desolate place where no water was. She was in a place where it looked hopeless. She was at the end of a rope, and she didn't know what else to do. She was at the point of surrender. She was at the point of completely giving up. She was at the point of no return. She said, there's nothing I can do. I don't have any resources. I can't call nobody for help. I can't look to no friends, because I'm out here all by myself. Nobody to help me. If God don't help me, I'm lost in this wilderness. If God don't bring me out of this thing, there's no way I'll be able to make it on my own. If God don't open my eyes and let me see something that I can't see, I'm stuck like Chuck, and I won't be able to make it out. I'll die in this wilderness. I need water in order to live. The water speaks of Jesus Christ. God will open our eyes that we might be able to see, that we might be able to go forward, that we might be able to have the provision that he promised. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll world. David said, I've been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Glory, glory to God. So we see here now that God gives her an instruction first in verse 19. Go get the child. Put him in your hands. Hold him. And then God spoke to her. And then God said, I will make him a great nation. Then God opened her eyes. And she saw a well of water. Where did that come from? You in the wilderness, you looking for water. I mean, you gonna see a well. That's like saying, open your eyes, and there's a Rolls Royce right there. Where did it come from? I didn't see it before, and it's nothing there to hide it. I mean, she's in the wilderness. She's in a desert. There's nothing but bushes and trees. If there was a well, she would have saw it. But the Bible said God opened her eyes. There are some things that you are not going to be able to see until God Almighty himself opens your eyes to see it. When God opens your eyes to see what it is he desires for you to see, not only is it going to be good, but it's going to be great. It's going to bless you. It's going to cause you to see something that you had not been able to see before. It's going to cause you to be able to see something that you need to have in your situation that you're in. It's going to cause you to see something literally that was not there before. But when God opened your eyes, he can produce whatever he wants to produce because he's God Almighty and there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Glory to God. Let's look at verse 19 again. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. Now, he could have just given her a bottle of water, or he could have given her several bottles of water to make it to the end. But in those days, a well of water also represented wealth, because the cattlemen, the herdsmen, the sheep, the shepherds needed water to feed their flock. And people riding horses, and they had camels. They would pay you handsomely as they were traveling on a road or on a path through this desert. They would pay you handsomely to water their camel or to water their flock or to water their cattle or whatever they had, whatever animals they had. Animals have to have water or they'll die. So this also represents wealth. You don't hear me. You don't hear me. God was showing her, he said, I'm going to make this child a great nation. In other words, he said, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you. That's what he was saying. I'm going to make this child a great nation. I'm going to take care of you. That's what God is saying. I'm going to take care of you. Fear not. And the next thing God does, he opens the eyes of Hagar so she can see a well that will bring her wealth to sustain them, to get to the next place that God has ordained for her to make it to. A well of water, once again, represents wealth in those days, because when you have a well, that means people have to pay you for that water. You don't just give it away free. No. That's like having gasoline. They pay you for that, because that's how the camels travel. That's how the herdsmen travel. That's how the flock travels. That's how you water your sheep and your goats and your bullocks and your rams. Glory to God. So people will pay you to water their flock. May I use your well? Well, it's going to cost you 30 drachma. Glory to God. Or 15 shekels of gold. Glory to God. Y'all don't hear me today. God is saying, I'm going to open your eyes so you can see what I got for you. You can't see it until I open your eyes. My God from heaven. I got something else to confirm this. When I was studying this morning, God said, now go over to Abraham sacrificing his son. So let's turn the page to Genesis 22. My God from heaven. Whew. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's start at verse 9 through verse 14, and I'll be done. My God from heaven. Father, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Mal te rosa kenda beso turi mai. Mel te rosa kada baso toro moshai. Mal katari manda kira turi me. Thank you, Jesus. I give you the glory, Lord. God is saying to us, people, something very powerful here. There are some things that we cannot see. There are some things that we are asking God for, and we haven't seen them yet. God, where is it? God, where is it? God, where's the ministry? Where's the blessing? Where's the car? Where's the house? Where's my child? Where is it, Lord? You're asking God for things, and you haven't seen it. God said he's going to open your eyes so you can see it. My God from heaven. My God from heaven. You haven't seen it. You've been praying about it. You're in a situation. You're desperate, and you need God's help. And God is saying he is going to open your eyes so you can see it. My God from heaven. But Genesis 22, this is Abraham when he went to sacrifice his only son, Isaac, on the altar as God commanded him to. He said, take thy son, thy only son, Isaac, and take him to a place that I will show thee of. He went on a 3 days journey. He came to Mount Moriah to sacrifice him there. We pick up the story as they were on the Mount of Moriah. Glory to God. Verse 9. Genesis 22, verse 9. And they came to a place. My God. God got a place for you. Don't. God got a place with your name already on it. It's sitting there waiting for you. Your name is on it. And can't nobody touch it till you get there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God got a place with your name on it. They can't see, the place was waiting for them. They wasn't waiting for the place. The place was waiting till they got there, because nobody can do nothing with it because your name is already on it.
And my name is there. Thank you, Jesus.
Ow, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory. God has a place for you. I like that.
God got a place with your name already on it. Can't nobody touch it. Can't nobody do nothing with it until you get there, because your name is on it. It's your place. So, and they came to the place which God had told him of. Now watch this. See, the place got your name on it because God already spoke to you about it. See, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It's your place. It's got your name on it. Because God told you it's yours. I'm going to give it to you. Uh-huh. And Abraham built an altar there. Even if you got to get to the place and build it. Even if the building you want or if the house you want is not there, when you get to the place, you'll build it if you have to. Whatever it takes, go over to God. But in this case, Abraham built an altar at that place to represent this belonged to God. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad. Neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. Let me say that again. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. There are times when you are not going to see the thing until God command your own eyes to be lifted up and see the thing that he wants you to see, so you can have what he told you you can have. But let me continue with the text. I'm in verse 13, Genesis 22. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Verse 14 and concluding, and Abraham called the name of that place, the place that God told him, look, I'm going to give you this land. I'm going to give you this place. God gave Abraham, said, look, God, because you gave me the place and because you blessed me in this place, this is what I'm going to call the place. The Bible says, and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day in the mount of the Lord, it shall be seen. Why shall it be seen? Because God's going to open your eyes and let you see it for yourself. He's going to let you see you walking into your promised land. He's going to let you see you walking out of poverty and into prosperity. He's going to see you walking out of lack into abundance. He's going to let you see it. Why? Because he promised it. He said, this is the place that I promised you. This is the place that I told you of. This is the place that I'm going to open your eyes and you will see it. You can't see it now. You're struggling. You're murmuring. You're complaining. You got doubt and you got fear and you got unbelief. But God is saying, I'm going to open your eyes and I'm going to cause you to see the place that you don't know is right there. Because when I open your eyes, I will cause it to appear before you. That's why Abraham said, the place shall be called, it shall be seen. Give God the glory.
Jesus.
It shall be seen. You can't see it right now. You're struggling. You're confused, uncertain, not sure of which way to go. Don't know if I should go this way or that way. You're not sure if this is the place or not. But God is saying to you, it shall be seen. You shall see it because I'm going to open your eyes and let you see exactly where it is. The confusion will go. The doubt will go. The unbelief will go. And the devil is a lie. It shall be seen because it's not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. You can't see it now. You're asking, where is the finances, Lord? Where is the finances? I haven't seen them. I haven't seen them. I haven't seen it. Where is it, Lord? But God is saying, I'm going to open your eyes. You shall see it, for it shall be seen. Give God the glory.
Oh,
glory to God, in the name of Jesus.
It's not the devil. The devil can't control nothing. It's God. God is in control. God just haven't opened your eyes to show you where it is. But it shall. It shall. It shall. It shall be seen.
Oh, bless you.
Struggling with ministry. Ministry not getting off the ground. Lord, what's going on? I feel like I've been in the same spot for years and years and years. Lord, when is the ministry going to take off? Lord, where's the promise? Where is the prophecy? I don't see it yet, Lord. I don't see the ministry growing. I don't see things getting better. I don't see it, Lord. But God said, I'm going to open your eyes, and it shall be seen.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Woo! My God from glory. My God from glory. My God from glory. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
My God from glory. It shall be seen. The devil is a liar. The devil trying to make you think God done forgot about you. The devil trying to make you think that God don't care. The devil trying to make you think you all alone, like Hagar was, out here in the wilderness. You might as well give up and die. You might as well throw in the towel. You might as well just submit and quit. But the devil is a liar. He talking to you while you're in the wilderness. Your water hadn't ran out. It's all gold. You don't have nothing. Need help. Can't see where help is coming from. But God is saying, fear not. I'm going to open your eyes, and it shall be seen.
You don't almost see it. Hallelujah.
My God from glory.
Jesus.
It shall be seen.
Hallelujah.
It shall be seen. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he shall surely do it. If he spoke it, he shall, he shall, he shall bring it to pass. Give God the glory. It shall be seen. You don't see it right now. You're struggling in your faith. Don't know what to do. Praying and praying and praying. Seems like God is not answering prayer. But he said, I'm going to open your eyes. And it shall, it shall, it shall be seen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Break every chain, Lord. Destroy every yoke. I rebuke the doubt and fear. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuked you. It shall, it shall, it shall be seen. When the devil start talking to you, say you ain't got enough. Lord, you tell the devil, it shall be seen.
Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, God.
My God from glory.
Hallelujah.
My God from
glory.
He
will perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
I know how Hagar feel myself. I feel like sometimes I'm in the wilderness, and I feel like sometimes I don't have no help. I pray and pray and pray, and sometimes I don't get my answer as fast as I need it. Then I find myself struggling. You use me, Lord, to prophesy to other people. You use me, Lord, to give other people words. It come to pass for them. Have you forgot about me, Lord? I'm like the thief on the cross. Remember me, Lord. Hey, hey, remember me, Lord.
for a night, but joy, joy cometh in the morning. Give him glory, give him praise. Now you know what God is about to do. Just rebuke the devil, and he's a liar. He wants you to be sorrowful and sad. He wants you to have the spirit of heaviness. But I heard the word of God say, for the spirit of heaviness, I will give you a garment of praise. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him in the evening. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Give him glory.
Thank you, God.
My God from heaven. My God from heaven. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost on another level. The reason I feel the Holy Ghost on a preaching level, you can teach this thing, but it got to be preached. Why it has to be preached? You got to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You got to proclaim the goodness of Jesus. The Bible says the gospel is good news. He said the anointing is upon me to destroy every yoke, to break every chain, to loose the captive free. God can't lie. He said, I'm going to destroy every yoke. That mean in your finances, that mean in your ministry, that mean in your family, that mean in your personal life. Every yoke got to be destroyed because of the anointing. Hey, glory to God. It shall be seen. God's going to anoint your eyes with eye salve so that you can see. That's the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 18. He said, anoint your eyes with eye salve that thou mayest see. God is going to open your eyes so you can see that thing. Abraham prophesied. Abraham was a prophet. I don't know if you know it, but Abraham was a prophet. He said, I'm going to call this thing. I'm going to call this place Jehovah Jireh. Let me translate it. And what that means is that it shall be seen. God can't forsake you. God can't lie. God will come through. It may be at the last minute, like he did with Hagar. You remember the story. She was about to give up. She said, I'm just going to go ahead and die. I'm going to put my son under a bush. Some of y'all feel like that. Everything I got, I'm going to put it under a bush. I'm just going to curl up and die. I can't take this no more. I can't go on no further. I don't have no more strength. I'm out of water. I need help, but I don't see no help. Then all of a sudden, here comes Jesus, opening your eyes and seeing the miracle. God is still in the miracle business. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name,
glory.
God.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory to God. My God.
Thank you, God. Glory to God. Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to God. God is good. God is good. He's not going to forsake us. He see the struggle that we in, saints. He see the difficulty that we having. He see the problems that we're enduring, and we've been enduring hardness like a good soldier. It's been difficult at times. It's been a struggle at times. It's been a load at times. It seemed like some of y'all want to give up and say, I don't even know if I can handle this anymore. I can't take it no more. It's too much coming on me at one time. It's like Hagar in the wilderness. I keep going back to that. Even God reminded Abraham, give up your only son. You got the promise and then God said, give it up? Ha! He said, I only tested you to see if you was going to be willing to obey me. God is faithful. God is faithful. He's going to open our eyes so we can see the promise, so we can see the blessing. We can't see it right now, but God is. He's going to show us exactly where that thing is. Whatever that thing is that you got that you waiting on, whatever it is in your situation, God is going to open your eyes, and he's going to let you see it. Just remember the word of the Lord, and it shall be seen. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Whew. God, thank you, Jesus. I'm done, evangelist. Glory to God.
You are right. You are right.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, my God, God ain't going to forsake us. God ain't going to let us down.
God gave you this word today. Thank you,
that's
Jesus.
The Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
oh,
you,
God
Jesus.
Almost,
thank you, Jesus. Hey, it shall be seen.
Oh, glory.
It shall be seen. It shall be seen.
Oh, hallelujah.
It shall be seen.
Oh, God.
It shall be seen. It shall be seen. It shall be. We're not walking this thing for nothing. We're not walking by faith for nothing. We're not believing God for nothing. It shall be seen.
Hallelujah.
It shall. It shall. It shall. It shall be seen.
I know this from God. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you for your word, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word, Jesus. Thank you.
You know, Papa David, I know this word is of God. You know, sometimes we wonder, but I did. This is of God.
Yes, thank you.
I went yesterday. It was Sunday, and I rarely ever go visit my sister on a Sunday. I felt moved to go. And just a little short testimony, I tell you, and I had never experienced what I felt yesterday, and just looking in her eyes, she's always jolly and happy and glowing. But yesterday I saw so much pain, saw so much weariness, and I asked the Lord to strengthen me because I just wanted to break down and just cry, but I couldn't do it because I didn't go there to make her sad. I went there to make her happy. But after 20 years, and yesterday was my first time visiting my sister, that I didn't close or end the visit with prayer. I felt helpless. And I really didn't even have no words to say to her. I couldn't even encourage her. But when I left there, when I got in the car, I just broke down and started crying and calling out to the Lord. I said, Lord, bring my sister home. Let me be in the land of the living to see it. 46 years old, and yesterday was the first time I really saw the toll that this 20 years being separated from my family in prison has done to a beautiful girl. But yesterday I didn't see that beauty. Ah, God, you don't know much. Ah, yeah.
God, my God, my God.
I just say today, God has a place for, and I posted on Facebook yesterday, I say, I'm looking for a miracle.
Yes.
And And I need some people that believe in miracles to be in agreement with me.
It shall be seen.
And when my mother, you know, my mother, I didn't share it with my mother instantly, but I told my brother, and he must have shared it with her. So my mother called, and she said, "How's my baby?" That's my baby's sister. That's my mama, baby. And I didn't want to tell my mother what I saw. Glory.
My God.
But my mother said, "Oh, if anything happened to my baby, I don't know how I'd make it." Hallelujah. So I said, "Lord, you know, after 20 years telling somebody every year this is your year."
Yes.
Couldn't tell her that yesterday, Prophet David. I couldn't tell her that this was her last year, even though I believe God. But after 20 years, you're telling the same thing. You're giving her the same words of encouragement year after year after year after year after year after year. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And she haven't broken down yet. God said, "He beautified the meek with salvation." Oh, I know God gave you this word today. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. As you say, you see, God, you pray, and you ask God to bless others, and you say, "Lord, what about me? What about my sister?" Hallelujah. I'm praying for everybody, but what about my sister? You have answered that prayer. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Open our eyes, Lord. Open our eyes, God. us. You have yes, a place prepared for us, God.
A place. God, a place.
I mean, hallelujah. You know, you asked the Lord. You said, Lord, you called me to do this work. Hallelujah. You got to make provision for everything I have need of.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You question yourself, Lord, what have I done?
Yes.
What am I not doing that's
yes.
not pleasing to you? Ah, hallelujah. You tell me to go, but there's no provision. Ah,
Lord.
You send Hagar, Sarah sent Hagar away.
Hallelujah. Yes.
She could have died out there, her and her son. Hallelujah. Same well that he had prepared for Hagar and her son. God a prepared place for you. Hallelujah. This man have preached this thing to death.
Oh,
you don't know. We got about 12 or 13 callers on the line. Here you know, Moshiach.
Glory.
Oh, I bless you. That word was for me. I don't know about you all, but I needed that encouragement today. I needed it on yesterday. But God knows what I have need of. He allowed me to get through yesterday. He allowed me to get through yesterday. And he renewed his mercies on me today. And he sent me a word.
Yes, Lord.
A word
yes, Lord.
To encourage me. A word to lift me up.
Yes, Lord.
To let me
yes,
know
Lord.
That 20 years my running is not in vain. 20 years he know where Danielle is.
Yes, Lord.
I've forgotten about her. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Ah, we need you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we need you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let me open up the lines to you all. Huh? I don't know, maybe you all have a testimony of, maybe this word has touched you in a place where it has touched today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the lines to Evangelist Doris, from Sister Patrice, really, was the first one on. I'm going to go to Sister Patrice, Evangelist Doris, and then Minister Aaron, and then we're going to go on down the line. Hallelujah. Ah, Sister Patrice, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I've had that spirit of heaviness on me for a while, dealing with my oldest daughter and other situations, but mainly my oldest daughter. I mentioned this the other day. She was hospitalized. You know, she's in an abusive relationship. You know, and I've always tried to make provisions where my kids had, you know, where they were comfortable, at least where they didn't have to be homeless or anything. And she brings this man into a place with her. I mean, it's just been really awful. But this word was so timely when it says, when you were in talking about casting out and remove yourself amongst some people.
Yes.
It might be to be even those that are close to you. So, you know, my understanding of that, this word has really helped me a lot. Everything that you've spoken on, every word that God gave you today really applied to me, and I just want to thank you for that word. It has been very encouraging. My heart, I mean, it is lifted. I'm lifted now, and I just thank you, man of God. I really do.
God bless you. Go forth in the strength of the Lord, and I just want to say that can do it, and you will do it, and God is going to open your eyes, and it shall be seen. God has a place for you. Fear not, he's with you. He's walking with you. If nobody else wants to go, you go.
Amen. Yes. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're going to Evangelist Doris and then Minister Aaron. Amen. Again, Liberal Democrat, we'll come to you. Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist Doris.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I picked up my car from Sacramento Airport, and I was driving and listening to this word. I had to pull over. I was just getting weak. My legs came squeezed the accelerator. I just It's like God is speaking to me.
Glory.
Jesus Christ. New season. And I have to leave some people behind. New season.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. People know how to hold you back. People know how to hold you back.
Yes,
new
Lord.
Season. I must go. I have to go.
Yes.
I have to go.
Yes.
I have to go. I can only say, God bless you for you.
Oh,
for
glory to God.
To
glory to God.
Me this afternoon. God bless you. Because
glory
to
God.
To
I received the blessing.
God bless you. May He replenish you. May He remember you. May He promote you. May He anoint you even more and more. Hey, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, God.
God, it is well. It is well.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
It was a timely word.
You.
Minister Aaron and then Liberal Democrat. Ah, y'all don't know.
Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Y'all don't think you need the Holy Ghost, huh?
God wants us to praise Him.
Open up your eyes. Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's a powerful message.
See clearly.
Man of God, that's a powerful message. What you were talking about, that was straight to me. What did you say? That message was straight to me because I wanted to give up a couple of times. I almost wanted to throw in the towel because I've been going through so much and I wanted to leave. I said, Lord, I've been trying, I've been praying, I've been fasting, I've been doing what you want me to do. What is going to come to pass? But what you were saying, we do got to let things go and all that. We got to let a lot of things go because the time, you know, this is the time of your season. You and your sister, Adrian, that's in the, oh, God wants us to all just praise Him. Praise Him. Cry out to Him. He's going to be getting out just a matter of time. And it can be this year. God can allow it to happen this year where it's one or two touches in the green. God moves like that. That message was so powerful. God wants us to praise Him. Lift Him up. Cry out to Him. You need some, what you need. That, you don't need just praying. You need some crying, folks.
There's a special anointing.
There's a special anointing on this line right now.
Yeah, yeah.
For worship. There's a heavy anointing on this line right now. And just receive from the Lord. Because I right now, it's not important for me to say a lot because the Holy Spirit is present.
Yes.
And when He's present, He is the one that will do the work. And just receive from the Holy Spirit because He's talking to each of you. And I just want to say as a representative of the Holy Spirit that let the Holy Spirit do what He wants to do concerning this word in your life.
Thank you, God.
The Holy Spirit is working. And I just want to move out of the way and let the Holy Spirit work.
That's what the Holy Spirit was showing me when you was telling me about me to get on it. That's what the Lord was showing me, to worship Him, praise Him, cry out to Him. We just gotta cry, let Him have His way. I can't talk too much. I gotta just all about praising and crying out to Him.
Hallelujah.
So God can move, because this is the time that He's gonna be breaking doors, opening for us. I mean, the shackles off her, but she can shout this year. We ain't gonna claim no other year. We claiming this year.
Hallelujah.
And praise His name this year. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to go on to these other callers here. And I got Liberal Democrat. God bless you. Then we're going phone number out of Lansing, 517. Next, Liberal Democrat. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I just thank and appreciate the word of God. Amen. Amen. When you're talking about, amen, protect your anointing. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And then I'm hearing, amen, to God, how the saints are going through. Amen. I'm reminded about, like, David, when he lost a lot. Amen to God. And it, you know, he had suffered a home invasion, and they, people had stole stuff from him. And he was just crying and the people were wanting to give up. And then he had asked himself a question, shall I pursue? Amen to God. Amen. And I was reading that all this week. Amen. Reminding myself, you know, like, you know, after you lose a lot, amen to God, sometimes you ask yourself a question, shall I pursue? And then I heard the man of God spoke last week about, amen to God, like, protect your anointing. And then he talked about you can't take everybody with you. And I remember that, like, I used to have, like, a praying group where we used to have all-night prayer all the time. Then folks stopped doing it, and then I stopped doing it. Amen to God. But then, you know, I'm reminded, and I'll keep reading that, shall I pursue, shall I pursue? And then I heard the man of God speak today, amen, you can't take everybody with you. Amen. Amen to God. So I'm saying, you know, so I'm starting to do stuff all over again by myself, like fasting again. All amen right. to God. Amen. And then just that all night praying again by myself. I said, you know, amen, I can't take folk with me, you know. So, like, you know, after you done lost everything, amen to God, you know, sometimes you're going to be by yourself. Folk ain't going to want to pray no more. They ain't going to want to read the Bible no more. They ain't going to do it. And then you asking yourself a question, shall I pursue? And you're going to have to say, if I got to go by myself, amen to God, I'm going to pray. I'm going to do this. And because everybody ain't going to come with me. And this was confirmation. Amen. Hearing the man of God say, amen to God, that everybody ain't going to want to go with you. Because a lot of people, they saying that they just gave up. You know, a lot of people, a lot of friends of mine, you know, done lost money. They done lost their faith. They done lost, you know, people and stuff like that. And they mad at God right now, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, so I can understand it. You know, but I said, Lord, you know, but I'm still praying for people. I'm still praying for myself. Amen to God that we can, you know, fight our way back and whatnot. So, you know, I just think and praise God for this word and amen to God. I just say this is for me. Amen to God. You know, because I look around and whatnot and a lot of people that was like intercessors and stuff like that ain't with me no more because they mad at God right now. You know, so I just think and praise God that I don't have that spirit. I was mad at them for a minute. Amen to God, when I lost some people and whatnot to some things, but amen to God. I thank and praise God that he's able. Amen to God. And I guess this is a test that, you know, we're going through right now and whatnot. So amen to God. Y'all pray that I can continue to pass these tests and be what God would have me to be, even if I got to go by myself sometimes. So pray my strength in the Lord and thank God for this message. Amen.
Servant of the Lord, I just want to encourage you. Servant of the Lord, liberal Democrat. You still there?
Yes, he's here.
Amen. Oh, praise
okay.
the Lord.
Okay, I just want to encourage you, servant of the Lord, to say that because you are willing to obey the Lord and step out by faith and go with Jesus wheresoever he leads you to go, on the other side of that journey, glory to God, there are people that are waiting for you. There are people that have your like spirit waiting for you, those who will fast, those who will pray, and those who do have the necessary means, glory to God, for the things that you need, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So there are people that you are going to release, but then there are going to be people that you're going to inherit, and those people are part of your promise because the ones that you're leaving behind are only a part of your past.
My Lord, hallelujah, my Lord. Jesus, hallelujah.
Glory,
thank
glory,
you, Jesus.
Glory,
hallelujah,
glory,
hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
you,
glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
As they used to say on the street, it'll be greater later.
Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah.
God got
hallelujah.
Some people already in position. God got some people already in position.
Bless you, man.
And they in your new season.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
They were in your
hallelujah.
New season.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Say it's
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to go to the code 517. Last four of your number is 7530. Can you greet us?
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Area code 517.
Yes.
7530.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Who am I speaking with?
This is your cousin.
Ah, is this Roni?
Yes, this is Roni.
Oh, wow. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, sweetie. Well, I came in, seemed like it was the right time, but on the end, but right in the beginning.
Ah.
I came in when that heavy anointing, it was a heavy anointing when it came on, and I just been worshiping in it.
Ah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I didn't get all the word, but Adrian, you know I know the situation.
Yeah.
Mm. And I know the anointing of God was here. The presence of God was in the midst of it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, hallelujah.
And I thank God. I had to take my daughter to practice and do some things, you know, motherly things. So I couldn't really get on until that point.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I was led by God to come in.
Mm.
And I thank God for that. Because in the midst of just getting in, like I said, I didn't hear everything, but God brought me in right on time.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hold that.
Cousin, Minister Aaron Singleton, one of his old, not older sister, but he's old. She's older than Aaron, and Aaron invited her on the line, and so did I. And I tell you, oh, God, just to hear her on the line is a strength to me also. So we certainly thank God for this woman of God, Sister Verona Singleton. Amen. And we,
Sister Verona?
Yes, sir.
May I encourage you, because you were sensitive to the heavy anointing of God, I simply want to encourage you because everybody does not have that level of sensitivity to the anointing that God has given you.
Mm-hmm.
And I simply want to encourage you by petitioning God on your behalf to ask the Father in the name of Jesus to visit you in the morning hours with a heavy anointing.
Yes, thank you. I received it.
In the morning hours with a heavy anointing.
Yeah,
that you may be able to commune and fellowship with Him. Glory to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Your Sister Kim, if she's able, she may be at work. I'm not sure, Sister Kim. I don't get a response. I know she's at
God
work.
God bless you.
Oh, God bless, God bless you, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm fine. God bless each and every one on the line. I just thank God for the word and the message also because I have been trying to take family members with me that God is not taking with me himself.
Ah!
So I for the conversation that it's okay to leave some of my family members behind because all of them are not going where I'm going. So I just thank God for the confirmation. And I thank God for the word. And God bless you all.
God bless you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sister, can I say something to you?
Yes.
I just want to encourage you, fear not. Fear not. The Lord is not only with you, but he is leading you. And think it not strange that God is about to take you into some high places. And because you Atoshai Basaka. Glory to God. And there are times when everybody is not comfortable in high places, but you know how to conduct yourself in high places.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. Sister Bernard, Sister Ruby, Prophet David, I too received that. It was right on time and very powerful. As I've been being quiet and asking God for, you know, to show me some things and what I should do in my situation. So I'm just going to continue to praise him and sit and wait on what he wants me to do because, you know, it's tough. It's tough to hear him when you're going through so much and when you, you know, there's a lot going on and, you know, and I too is like, I don't want to give up. I want to go just because I'm like thinking, oh, God, when is there going to be a breakthrough? You know, it just seemed like it's just one storm after another. But I'm, you know, I'm being patient and waiting on him, and that's all I can do. So thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And God did promise to open your eyes.
Hallelujah.
And he did also promise that it shall be seen. That's his name, Jehovah Jireh.
Mm.
It shall be seen.
Mm.
It shall be seen. Not it might be seen. Or I hope it will be seen.
Yeah,
his name is it shall be seen. Bakara Sokokoshai. That's his name. It shall be seen. My God. So even if God takes you to the place where Hagar was, and God knows I've been there, and he has shown up for me, he's no respecter of person. He will show up for you too.
He'll show up.
Only trust in the Lord. Only trust in the Lord.
Okay.
Glory to God. Hagar was at the end of her rope. She thought she was going to die. As a matter of fact, she had made it up in her mind, I'm going to give up and die. But God said, not so. I'm going to open your eyes. I'm going to show you a well, which represented wealth at that time.
All right.
Glory to God. So she was at the end of herself. Thinking that strange that God would allow some of us to come to the end of ourselves so that he can step in and get all the glory.
All the glory.
All the glory.
Oh, Jesus.
Because
hallelujah.
It belongeth unto him.
Nobody but you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister T. Hallelujah. And then we're going to go to Sister Teresa. And then I see Sister Eileen. And I think that'll be all of our callers in with Sister Ruby. Amen. Sister T, God bless you.
God bless you, Evangelist. And God bless you, Prophet. I
God
just
bless
thank
you.
God for the message today. All it really did was confirm some things for me. Kind of piggybacked on something that happened yesterday with even our pastor. He said some of us are feeling like we're at the end of our rope.
Mm.
But God is saying that you're not going to go out like this.
All
He's
right.
not only take care of our needs, He's going to take care of some of our wants. And He wants us to prune and wean some people from ourselves so He can get the glory and take those things that are bothering you away from you. And I've seen how God has strategically, in my life, lifted some burdens, moved some people out the way, made me a stronger person. You know, I'm not just sitting up crying about my situation. I know that God is able, and yet I have a praise that is in my belly and that I will give to God at any moment, any time in my life. So I yet trust God in everything that's going on with my life. Pray my sister.
Yeah.
Sister, the Lord is telling me to tell you some doors are going to open for you.
Yes, Lord.
Some doors are going to open for you.
Yes, Lord.
Glory
Thank
to God.
You. Thank you for the confirmation. That
yes.
was the testimony last night. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. New doors. New doors.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Stephen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Everything that you were talking about today, my pastor went over it last night. So I just thank God that I was able to listen in today and get a confirmation word from the Lord.
Yes. Glory to God. Keep being obedient. Whew, God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Sister T. Sister Teresa, God bless you. Good seeing you today. And then we're going to go to Sister Eileen. God bless you, Sister Teresa.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard and Prophet. God bless you all. I came in at the end. I'm so sorry. The devil seems like he tries to sneak in every time. It's time for me to get on this line every afternoon. I've been faithful to the line, but
yeah.
I don't know. Some things have been occurring. But I came in at the end, and I thank God for what I heard. But I can tell you that the power and the anointing of God was on this line. I had to weep and I had to cry also because I had the homegoing service. I lost my nephew, and I've been very burdened down on today because I lost my sister about a year and a half ago, and then I lost. Then we lost her son, which was her only child, you know, and I was very burdened down. But when I got on this line, and the power and the anointing of God is so heavy on here,
hey,
I tell you, my spirits was lifted, really, today. And I tell you, I don't feel like I felt earlier. So I just thank God for y'all. And just, you know, anybody that knows the word of prayer, please pray my strength that, you know, the Lord will have his way in my life.
Sister Teresa,
yes.
I have some encouraging words for you. This is what God is going to do for you.
Mm.
He's going to allow you to begin to speak over your life. In other words, He's giving you the permission, is being granted to you, to speak words of life over your own life. Wherever it is that God is revealing to you or opening your eyes to show you where you're going, wherever it is he's revealing to you that he wants you to go, begin to speak it over your own life, and it's going to begin to come to pass very rapidly. Yeah, because God is telling me to tell you, when you change your words, you're going to change your destiny.
All right.
That's right. The power of life and death is in your tongue. And God is allowing you the permission, it's being granted to you, to speak life over your own situation, whatever it is that the direction you're headed in. You know, for example, if you're seeking to be a nurse or a CEO or whatever it is, I'm going to be a nurse. And nothing can stop that, because
Hallelujah.
You have the power or the authority of life in your tongue.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Amen. Whatever you say, you are going to have.
Ah, you're the little boss. Oh, yeah.
If you say you're going to be a millionaire, God will open your eyes, and it shall be seen. Begin to speak it. Yes, yes.
I received that prophet because I was at a service a couple of weeks ago, and a prophet had called me out, and he has shared with me that because of my faithfulness that I was going to be a millionaire. And
yes.
He also
yes.
said that I was going to be owning, being a real estate.
Yes.
Owning homes and different things like that. And I didn't see it within myself.
Ooh, you know, didn't see it.
I didn't see it, no.
But God.
It's already prepared.
Yes.
Place for you, he said.
God
has a place for you. Hallelujah. You
Sister
gotta
Teresa,
go back
he
and
wants
hear
you
this
to...
word. It was spoken earlier,
Sister Teresa.
Back
he
and
wants
listen
you...
to this message today. Hey, glory.
Sister Teresa, he wants you to see yourself the way he sees you. And he says, you call those things that be not as though they are.
Amen.
So he's given you the permission to speak life into your destiny and your situation.
Hallelujah.
And it will be as you say. And he will open your eyes to see it. And then it shall be seen.
Amen.
Just begin to speak it, and God sent another servant of the Lord to prepare the way so that you could receive this word. Go forth, do what the Lord has said, and just begin to speak it. Because if you go back and read the book of Genesis, how did God create the heavens and the earth and even man himself? He spoke it into existence.
Yes, sir.
He didn't have a dime that he needed to use. He spoke it into existence.
Hey, glory.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So you, if it's real estate, you speak it. If it's $1 million, whatever it is, or millionaire status, you simply speak that, and God will begin to direct your path, to open your eyes, to see the way to take, and then it shall be seen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you're special to the Lord. I just want you to know you're special to the Lord, and God has a special gift on your life. So you just continue to be faithful to the Lord. Trust him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, amen. Before I bring up, we have one more caller. Before I bring her on, I just want to let all of the saints and our friends and our listeners know that we heard from Pastor Edward Hamilton, our Provoke Friday's pastor and life coach, and he's doing well. We didn't talk with him, but he did text us, and it was just, oh, my God, that just brightened my day, because we hadn't heard from Pastor Hamilton since August the 30th. So I want you all to know that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous is still availing. Amen. I thank God for that. We have been praying mightily for Pastor Hamilton. So just to hear something from him is a blessing and letting us know that God is healing him and God is restoring him. Amen. It's a blessing. Oh, glory!
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Sister Eileen, and then we're going to go back to our speaker and Sister Ruby. We're going to go to Sister Ruby after Sister Eileen. God bless you, Sister Eileen.
Hi, good evening, everybody. God bless.
And God bless you.
God bless you. Amen.
I just want to thank you, woman of God, just for being faithful with your radio program. Yesterday morning, I was not in a great place. I was actually on my way to work, and I called in, and you were, like, at the tail end, but you were just praising God. I just want to thank you so much for, you know, just being faithful to the Lord. Unfortunately, this evening, I did not get to hear the entire broadcast, so I apologize that I was not able to, you know, hear everything. So I do hope you do the replay. And I just want to tell everybody, just God bless you and all that, you know, you guys do to being faithful, you know, to the people. Thank you so much.
Sister Eileen?
Yes, sir.
Sister Eileen?
Yes, sir.
What are you in need of prayer for?
I don't know. I think I would love for you to pray for my daughter. The reason I was upset yesterday was because we got into an argument. She was just, you know, she just says something sometimes. And she's a teenager, so I take that into account. I just would love for her to be what God would have her to be.
Mm-hmm.
And not to focus on the things of the world because, you know, of course, you know that that's just a ploy.
Yeah.
She has great anointing on her life. She's destined to be great, but I don't want her to be sidetracked.
Okay. This is what I feel led to say to you. And before you do this, you pray and ask God for wisdom how to talk to her. But talk to her about her friends, because this stuff is coming from her friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This attitude, this behavior is coming from her friends. So sit down and begin to talk to her. You know, forget the mother and daughter. Just go in woman to woman.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to her about her friends. And as she opens up to you about her friends, you'll begin to see that, you know, they have been sent by the enemy. And so you ask God for wisdom on how to navigate through those waters. But just sit down and talk to woman, girl to girl, however you want to phrase it, about her friends.
Okay.
Yeah. And then that's how you're going to discover where this is coming from, because that's the source of it, her friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody on the line. Praise the Lord, Prophet Davis. You know, it's just been a blessing that the Lord have allowed you to come on the line. The words that he gives you is from heaven abound unto his earth and his royal family of baptized believers in Jesus Christ and his precious people. I thank him because I was asking Evangelist Bernard, what's going on with Prophet Davis? We ain't seen him come up on the line. And you told her, well, you were busy and you were doing a lot of different projects. And I say, well, oh, Lord, he can take a day on this broadcast a week. I just told him that. I said, you know, we have to have Prophet Davis come on this line, Lord Jesus. If any way you answer us, you hear our cry, let him come on. And I'll tell you, the Lord has opened doors for you for this broadcast. And I say, Lord, I thank you. Ooh, hello. I felt it all in my spirit. I said, Lord, where is he at? What is he doing? I imagine, but no. What is he doing? We ain't heard from him in a while. But you know one thing I
thank God for you, Prophet Davis, because you have the spirit of the Holy Ghost and you operate on what thus the Lord say, not on you saying. And I'm saying to myself, Lord, you know, you can give him a day a week. He can take, I'm Southern Pastor Bernard, you can take Wednesday on your book. He can take 30 days, but Lord, bring him back on. And guess what? He heard our humble cry, and he answered it. I've just been blessed to the bone. God bless
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, use you and bring you back on here that you can get a day on this broadcast like Prophet Pierce and got it on Prophetic Tuesday. We're going to have
Prophetic
double
Tuesday.
Talking Jesus on the line with you on Wednesday, Thursday. I said, Vance Bernard, we got to get him on the line and to submit to himself. So God bless you. I just love the Jesus in you. And I will see that you bring that from on heaven on down here to God's people on the earth to get us right, to get us to do the will of God. If we ain't right, to look in the mirror and examine ourselves, because you tell us what does say the Lord say, not what we want to hear or feel or whatever. Whatever the Lord feel like our heart is at, we thank you and we bless you and we praise you. We're looking for you to sign up. We keep praying.
Hey.
Jesus.
Keep praying for me.
I love
Sister Ruby. She all right. She'll tell you. I'm going to God about you. I ain't gonna talk to you. I'm going straight to God, your boss.
Straight to the Lord. Amen. I'd answer because he's been coming on for the past 3 weeks, and I tell you, it's been a blessing. And it's also been a blessing because on Fridays, Provoke Fridays, is Pastor Hamilton. And by Pastor Hamilton having something that happened with him and his body, I mean, Prophet Davis have been right there. And it is God. God answer prayers. Amen. So we just thank God for that. But I want to ask something special from you all today. You know, we don't beg, we don't ask for anything, but this word was so rich today. The anointing, God's presence was here, and we are looking to, we're not looking, we want to get these messages on CDs where, you know, those that don't have access to the internet, and they can hear these messages in the comforts of their home or in their car or wherever they go, and they have access to a CD player. So we're looking to do that. So I'm asking all of you all that are blessed each and every day to hear this word. We've been on this line 21 months, and all of you all that have been with us from the inception, Evangelist Doris, and some that have come on right at the beginning, Sister Kim, and all of you all that have been on the line with us, we asking you to sow a seed into this ministry. This is good ground. We don't ask for anything, but we're looking to put these messages on CDs. We're looking to get some of these messages on YouTube, and you can go, those of you that visit Facebook, we download these messages every day. You can go to my page, click on the listen button, and you can listen to these messages live, or you can go to our website, and you're also able to hear these messages. And they're not like the free conference line, and I'm not putting any salt on that, because anybody that's getting the gospel out, guess what? God is going to reward them. But these messages that air, this is our 579th, I think, episode. And we've been on this line 21 months. Amen. And this is not a free conference line. We pay a subscription fee every month to be on this line. And we're not boasting and we're not bragging, but we don't take no time off. Blog Talk Radio, when you have scheduled a show, At that 1 o'clock hour, Blog Talk Radio gonna say you're ready to go. So we're never late. We're never late. We're on time. I may be late, but Sister Ruby is very prompt. Okay, so she's on this switchboard and she's gonna be on this line. And we're on here Monday through Friday, and on Saturday we have Minister Billy Burns and her husband, Elder Albert Burns, out of North Carolina,
hosts our Saturday segment at 5 a.m. in the morning. And on Sunday morning, we come on this line and offer corporate prayer for 30 to 45 minutes. Sister Eileen told you that. I was on the line as I was driving to visit my sister in prison on Saturday. I was on this line and in the car praying. I mean, not Saturday. That was Sunday. And we usually go to church on Sunday, but I had to see my sister this Sunday, so I made a sacrifice. So we're asking you all to sow a seed into this ministry. And this man of God that have preached this message today, we are going to air this message again. I don't know if it'll be Wednesday or Thursday, but if we don't have a speaker for either one of those days, we're going to re-air this message again in its entirety. I think it's, you know, Bishop Patterson out of North Carolina said last week, you know, when a message comes like this and you know it's of God, sow a seed on, just on that word. Mm-hmm. Amen. So we're looking to do some great things, and we're bringing to you men and women of God that we believe sincerely love the Lord. We thank God for Minister Aaron Singleton. I thank God for my cousin visiting with us the first time, Verona Singleton, out of Lansing, Michigan. And we thank God for all of you all. Sister Albertine, Evangelist Doris, been with us over a year now. So I tell you, about almost a year and a half now, Sister Kim, Sister T have been with us since the inception of this broadcast. So she haven't missed too many days. So we just thank God for all of you all, Sister Cammy, Sister Kim out of Louisiana. That's my home girl. And we just bless the Lord. But I'm going to go back to my cousin, Sister Verona, and just have a word from her before Prophet Michael come back on to close us on out. Sister Verona. Okay, she might have her phone on mute. I'm not sure. But thank you, Minister.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Oh, yes, I just want to say, you said you wanted a word from me?
Yeah, we just so happy to have you. You're a first-time listener, so we always give you all a little more time than our regular listeners, and they don't mind. So thank you for tuning in. It was a blessing just to hear your voice.
Oh, it was a blessing and my honor, and I just thank God for this opportunity to be here and listen in, and I'm just going to be continuing to listen.
Amen, amen.
And I enjoy
well, we love you. We're working on getting Bishop on here. I know Bishop is about to turn 85 years old. In this gospel for over 60 some odd years. So we're going to have Bishop Alfred Singleton on the line. We're trying to schedule him for next week. What the schedule is like for him, but we're looking to have Bishop to come on this line, and he's still going strong, so I want our listeners to continue to lift up Bishop Alfred Singleton, old Singleton family there in Lansing, Michigan, and please tell him that Aaron is witnessing, and he's preaching the gospel, okay? So he's not afraid. So we thank God for you. So we're going to go back to Prophet Michael Davis, and man of God, I tell you, woo, the presence of God was he's still here. I tell you, anybody have need of anything, God's presence is still on this line. All you have to do is invite him in and say, Lord,
ooh, Jesus.
Oh, wait, he's here. So, Prophet Davis, we thank God for you. We're coming back to you for your final remarks, and you can close us out with the word of prayer.
To all of those who are still listening on the line, I just want to say this morning when I got up, I was not satisfied spiritually, and I got on the floor. I got on the floor and cried out to the Lord and said, Lord, I need more. I was not satisfied. I said, Lord, I'm in a dry place here in Northern California. It's not as rich spiritually as it is in Southern California, you know. And especially in the area where I'm at, in Vacaville and close to Napa here, there are no churches that carry the glory, that carry the anointing. So when you're sitting under someone else's ministry, they don't have the glory. They're not after the glory. They're not hungry like you. You know, you don't feel satisfied. And I'm not satisfied.
Again now.
You know, I'm not satisfied because I'm dealing with people that they're not hungry, and they're accustomed to just the regular routine, and they're satisfied with their routine. But I'm not. I got up this morning. I said, God, I'm not satisfied. I began to cry out to the Lord, and I said, Lord, I need more. I need to be in the place, Lord, where you're flowing. I need to be in the place, Lord, where your glory is. I need to be in the place, Lord, where you dwell. And I was crying out to the Lord. I was crying out to the Lord. And the Lord gave me this scripture. He gave me this text. He gave me this. He said, your eyes are going to be open to where the well of water is, to where the water is. And so that's why this word came forth, because I needed something from God, not just financially, but I need something from God spiritually. Even though the anointing came, I'm looking for much more.
Come on.
I'm looking for much more. So that's what this was all about. I called Evangelist Bernard back after I said I would come Friday, and I said, can we switch it from Friday to today? Because this message was so pressing on me, and I felt God wanted this to be spoken today.
Today. Amen.
Today.
That's it.
So that's what this was birthed out of. It was birthed out of a man who was not satisfied spiritually, who was crying out to the Lord, Lord, I'm not satisfied, and I need more of you. Glory to God. So, Father, I pray in Jesus' name. Glory to God. So, Father, I pray for those who are like myself, who are sitting under people who they're not getting truly, deeply, spiritually fed from. I said, but I know where the well is, and I'll go to the well myself. And that's what I did this morning. I said, I don't have to go to their church. I mean, I go to church, and I sit under a ministry, and I'm with a ministry, but I'm not the overseer of that ministry. Have to be subject to a ministry that doesn't carry the glory, nor do they know how to function in the glory.
Jesus!
So I said, but I know who got the glory, and I'll go to him.
Glory.
So I said, Father, here I am. I come unto thee.
Your glory. Hallelujah.
Because you are the one that have the glory, and that's what I want.
I need your glory, Jesus.
I need your glory.
So
looking at that well also is not just the wealth of provision, but it's also a spiritual desire to thirst after him. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. But let me close out in prayer. Father, I thank you for the people. I thank you for everyone that heard and listened and received. I thank you because they need you more than I could ever preach you. They need you. And Father, I just pray that you visit them. You visit them. And remember my sister's sister who is at this time behind bars, but Lord, you have the key to the prison doors, and you came to set the captive free.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, we thank you now that you will open our eyes, and you will let it be seen. You will let it be seen that she walks out of that place, and that you would put such a glory on her, and that she would testify of your goodness, that she would write a book, and she would be interviewed by people, and it would go all over the country, and yea, even all over the world. For this thing is not done to bring her into bondage, but this thing is done to bring her into a place of glory and honor before the Lord. God knows exactly what he's doing. For what the devil meant for evil, God will turn it for good. Thank you, Jesus. My God from glory. Let books and let television interviews come out of this whole thing, Lord. Let it be so. I was just watching a movie about Hurricane Carter, and he was in prison for 20 years, and after 20 years, God released him out, and books and movies were made. So, Father, as you have done it even for Hurricane Carter, who was in prison for 20 years, so do it for this woman, I ask in Jesus' name. Glory to God. 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 Thank you, Jesus, for doing it. Thank you. Thank you for doing it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it, Father.
Close on out. Thank you, Prophet Davis.
God bless you, woman of God. Thank you, and God bless you. Sister Ruby, God bless you.
God bless you, Prophet. We're still praying for the word for you to get the day.
Yeah, you keep praying because I'm talking to the Lord about making that commitment, and I'm asking the Lord to do one thing for me. I'm asking Him to do one thing for me before I make the commitment. So as soon as God puts that in place, then I'll do it.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so excited all in my
home.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. So you ask the Lord, Lord, you know what He's talking about, and Lord, you do that, and He'll do this.
Amen. 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 We receive it. God bless. Ooh, thank you, Lord. You're real. You're alive. Hallelujah. You're working it out for your people. Hallelujah. I'm excited.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. 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 There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
There's an arm.
It's word today.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
on tomorrow for Prophetic Tuesdays. God bless you. Have a beautiful day. In Jesus' name.